Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
Such a big week for local basketball here on KOL. We have 5 games in 5 days coming up. That's quite the stretch. It begins tomorrow as the Emory Lady Spartans will play host to the Richfield Wildcats. Second and final meeting of the season between these two teams. Richfield got the first meeting to open up region play a couple of weeks back. And now, if the Lady Spartans want any chance of winning a region championship, they have to get this win tomorrow night. They enter with just one loss at 5-1. Richfield at 6-0. Joining us right now to talk about that contest and the season as a whole, we have Coach Lynn Tuttle right now over the phone. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet anytime, Jordan.
Coach, it's a very important time, very important game. I guess we could call it the biggest game of the season. We're on the eve of the rematch with the Richfield Wildcats, except this go-around, we have home court advantage. And up to this point, both teams have taken care of business since that first matchup.
Yeah, we both run through region. They got us over there, I believe, on the 18th. But you're right, they travel to our place tomorrow night, and it is the biggest game of our season so far. So we got to get this one to stay up with them. Hopefully, at the end of the season, we at least tied first in our region.
Now, Coach, looking at the way you guys have performed in league play since that setback, you guys haven't had much of a challenge. I mean, it's kind of been some lopsided affairs. South Sevier, I think, was the closest game, and it was something like a 15-point differential. How happy have you been with the way the girls have responded since that loss to Richfield?
Well, I'm real happy how they've done. When you get matched up against teams like that that we've been against, Moab, Manti, and some of them, when the teams are down, very easily to come out and play down to their level and be sluggish, but I've been encouraged to see how the girls have come out, played Emory ball, and not played down to their level. South Sevier was a little closer game, and they're actually a young team with a lot of talent, and they're coming on. They're actually a pretty good ball club, so that they're actually another threat to us.
I don't know if this is a fair question or not, Coach, but you guys have blown out the majority of the opponents that you have faced this year. I mean, there's a couple of occasions. The 3-point win over Beaver, obviously the loss to Richfield. You just mentioned South Sevier. It was a little closer game. Do you feel that you guys have been able to honestly get better over the last couple of months from where you were at one point in time of the season, or is it hard to gauge at this point in time?
Yeah, it's hard to gauge. I did mention we've come out and played up to our capabilities, so that was encouraging to see, but yeah, you know, when you're leading the ball team by 30, 40 points, it's difficult to get the game simulation of a real important game at the end of the fourth quarter. So, but I am encouraged to see how the girls been playing up to the level we can against these teams. And unfortunately, when that happens, you know, the first 6 or 7 players, they only play a little over half a game, maybe 3/4 of the game. So in the long run, it's not good. Kind of tough to keep in shape when things like this are happening.
Yeah, no doubt. And looking at the season statistics, it's so impressive to see someone like Megan averaging 17 and 8, considering that she doesn't play a full game. And when we talk high school basketball, they're only 32-minute games to begin with. And you have Laney, who shot the ball extremely well as of late, and Caselyn and Kinley are both averaging double digits. I mean, these girls would, statistically, these girls would probably be somewhere around the 20-point-a-game mark if they played a full contest, which is fairly amazing when you think about it.
It is. You know, if they was out there for 30 minutes, 32 minutes, obviously we'll want to rest them somewhat, but they're out there, they could easily have, you know, 6-8 points each themselves. It's also encouraging to see how they share the ball. There's not one stingy one, selfish one on the team. They're willing to pass it around and look for the open shot, which is it's a good deal.
I guess one of the positives from really having so much success against your competition is you guys have been able to go to your bench. And so some of these underclassmen have picked up a lot of valuable experience from someone that maybe you weren't expecting at the beginning of the year. Coach, who's kind of that player that has caught your eye when they're able to come in and replace the starters and get some valuable minutes at the varsity level? Does a girl or two stand out to you?
Yeah, there was one. Ambry Bennett. She came in early in the season, come off the bench, helped us at Beaver when we were struggling and other places. Unfortunately, she tore her ACL December 15th in Springville, so she's inactive for the rest of the year. We've got one other girl, Haley Allred. She has been inactive with an ACL that she did in track last spring. She's just kind of working back in the mix of things, a little bit out of shape, but it's encouraging to see how she's going out, getting a few minutes and developing. We're injured and we're getting injured back. So, but most part, all the girls that are going out off the bench, they're still giving a solid effort and doing a good job.
Does that mean that in practice, these girls have to push each other maybe a little bit more, a little bit harder than normal? I mean, I guess I don't know if you understand what I'm saying there, but because of the lack of competition in games, do you guys push each other a little bit more in practice?
Yeah, we try to. We go five against five, and usually the second five is against the first five, just so they get playing with each other. And surely encourage the girls to go hard in practice. They're doing a pretty good job. Even at that, though, it's very difficult to get the game stimulation that you do against another varsity team.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartan basketball squad. Coach, let's talk about Tuesday night's game against Richfield again. If you guys win this, it more than likely means there's going to be a share of the region championship, barring anything crazy happening down the final stretch. But if we go back to that first game against Richfield, they came out and they gave you guys problems early. You only scored 11 points in the first half of that game. Seemed like the girls found their offensive rhythm in the second half, and you and I have had a conversation about this game. And you said a lot of that, you take some of the blame for the slow start as a coach.
Yeah, I do. We generally come out a little different and play a different strategy than we did that game, but kind of sat back thinking if we come out like we normally do, they'd get off early on us against our press. But unfortunately, we sat back and just played straight up half court ball, and they had first quarter especially. Emma Jones went off and hit some threes. Some other girls hit some threes, and they were shooting lights out. We struggled offensively, had trouble pushing the ball, obviously putting the ball on the bottom of the net. Only scored 9 points in the first quarter and two in the second, which is very uncharacteristic of this team. We like to get out and run and push it. Definitely speed the tempo up and put some points on the board, but I got to give credit to Richfield because they come out defensively and got right up in us and made it difficult to do that.
You mentioned Emma Jones. She had a great contest, scored, I think, 24 points, knocked down six or seven threes in that game, that first meeting. For the year, she's averaging just over 15 points a contest. She's not the only player that can score on this team. I think some of the statistics on this squad are a little bit deceiving. You know, like an Alexa Lord, who's averaging about 7 points a game, and Madison Roberts is averaging about six a game, and Abigail Woosley, I mean, this girl's averaging nine a game. So Richfield does spread the ball around. It's not just Emma Jones, although she does lead the team.
Yeah, correct. Emma does lead the team. Emma others kind of chipped in. The one that actually controlled the tempo and is a general on the floor and runs everything is their point guard, last name Nabity. She gets everyone involved. An excellent player. And knows where people are waiting for the ball. She'll penetrate, dish out, and she creates open shot for them. But the Jones girl, Emma Jones, she shot lights out against us. She actually had five of her threes was in the first half. We made some adjustments during halftime, come out second and played a little different strategy and kind of shaded her, and she only ended up getting one more, and we outplayed in the second half, but we kind of buried ourselves too deep in the first half.
Over the last couple of seasons, Coach, it seems like there's always been one team, even when we were down in 2A, one team that would give the girls a tough time, and that was North Sevier. How comparable is Richfield to that North Sevier team, or are there any comparisons at all?
Yeah, they are comparable. North Sevier obviously had the one, Torgerson. She kind of run the show, done everything well. Richfield has the point guard that will do everything well, get everyone involved, and they've got shooters sitting out on the line. So very comparable region-wise last year, similar situation, one team. Last year, probably the two better teams in 2A was us and North Sevier, and I feel like this year in 3A, two of the top teams is more than likely Richfield and ourselves.
As you guys prepare for this contest, Coach, what's the lead-up been? I mean, has it been difficult for the girls not to overlook some of the games they had in preparation for Richfield?
No, they haven't. Been encouraging to see how they, like I mentioned, how they've come out and played against another opponent. But I think they're the team, just like myself. We're kind of anxious for tomorrow night, see if we can erase the night of the 18th.
How important is it to you to finish as the one seed in region play? I mean, this unit, this group of girls, I mean, they have a lot of state tournament experience. Is it more about just being region champs, or do you believe that one seed is going to be vital moving forward?
Well, obviously, you want to be region champs. Looking at the bracket, where there's only three regions in this 3A right now, as far as traveling through, you know, the play-in game and then the three down to Dixie State this year, the lower bracket might be a better bracket to go up through. That upper bracket's going to probably contain Union. Union's a dangerous team. If Richfield goes in one, they'll be up on top. If we go in one, we'll be up on top and got to get through a team like that. But this year, looking at how things are going to align, I don't think there's a big advantage of going in first or second.
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing, especially with the reclassification and having so many teams in Region 14 and 15 and, you know, only having five teams in Region 13. It makes for a weird playoff bracket.
Yeah, it does. That's what I mentioned. There's going to be two first-place teams in the upper bracket, only one in the bottom. that is kind of some strange alignment they've got going on there, but I believe it'll work out in the end. And hopefully the two best teams are at the February 24th, playing at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely. Coach, before I let you go, one last time, what's it going to take to get a victory against Richfield? What are some of the keys that you're going to put a lot of emphasis on between now and then?
Well, we're going to do a little different defensively, going to man them up, and we got to push the tempo. We got to make it into a track meet. We can't slow the ball down and be in the 30-40 point range. We got to score up 55 or better.
Coach, it's always fun to talk with you. Always fun to talk about the girls' basketball team. They're an exciting bunch. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thanks, Jordan.
Always my pleasure, Coach. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to move over to the national scene. We'll talk NFL football. The Patriots and the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, and on the flip side, we have two teams going home in Minnesota and Jacksonville. We're going to dissect all angles. That's coming up next year on Drive Time Sports.